This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. The 2025 spring planting season is underway, and boy, have we met our challenges as farmers are pushing to get those crops in the field. We're going to talk with Darren Profit, the Iowa Corn Promotion Board District 7 Director, a farmer and a seed dealer from Essex, Iowa, coming up next.
The Iowa Soybean Association's Research Center for Farming Innovation is driven to deliver unbiased research and results to all our members. Our nationally recognized team of researchers' only incentive is to improve Iowa's soybean farmers' productivity, profitability, and sustainability. From farmer-led trials to the latest research results, our team can find the right unbiased opportunity to meet your farm's unique needs. All thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment. Learn more about ISA's Research Center for Farming Innovation at iasoybeans.com.
As we catch up with Darren Profit of Essex, Iowa, he's been keeping a close eye on the skies this spring. He says the challenges didn't just start with planting, but weeks earlier when tornado activity swept through parts of the region.
There was a tornado 2 weeks ago yesterday that went through. I think it was about 19 miles is what they measured in distance that it traveled from northern Fremont County on into Page County and clipping the corner of my town in Essex there. A lot of buildings were damaged. I did hear there was some cows that were lost in that ordeal through the debris hitting them. So there was a planter and tractor hooked up in a shed because of the storm that got damaged when the shed got deleted by the tornado, I'll say. I know there was a lot of harvest equipment damaged in a few sheds that were all parked away.
Profit says that even though they got off to a great start, Mother Nature is putting on the brakes.
It was really exciting with how early we were able to get started. Things were great. Conditions were awesome. None of my colleagues in the seed sales world were nervous about conditions like most years. So it was really nice to see that progress. And then we started getting showers every once in a while, no big deal. And now we're just getting rains about every day or every 2 days. Enough rain to kind of keep us out in the morning. Like yesterday, we got a 0.3 inch. This morning, we just got another 0.5 inch, probably. It's one of those deals you never turn down a spring rain. I'm not mad about it at all, but it's put some waves in our planting and kind of spread out that risk, actually. So it's not the worst thing. It's only May 2nd, so we're fine.
Profit says that with tight margins, farmers are looking at their input costs and exploring alternatives to their usual plans. Many are reconsidering fertilizer and weed control strategies, especially when it comes to products like dicamba and 2,4-D.
This year, we're letting our rye grow a little bit longer than other years, so we're kind of testing the waters there with how long we can let that green rye sit on our soybean acres before we kill it. It's definitely going to help our weed suppression. You know, if we can get that mat of dead rye out there, keep some sunlight off of our soil, yes, it's going to keep our ground moist. That's what we want. It really suppresses our weeds. There's a lot of guys trying that. And I think there's a lot of guys trying some more liquid fertilizers, maybe not as much anhydrous. Between that and the switch up of a lot of people going to 2,4-D tolerant soybeans from dicamba is a big thing in Southwest Iowa. We've got a lot of guys switching their entire soybean chemistry program over from dicamba to the 2,4-D Enlist system. So that's going to be our biggest management change this year.
At the end of the day, Profit is urging farmers to stay calm and stick to their plans as best they can. He says keeping a level head and adapting where needed will be key in making it through another unpredictable season. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.